Good morning and Happy New Year. This is Abby with your first Berlin briefing for 2019. The post-New Year's Eve cleanup is in full force. With 600 employees and 150 vehicles, Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, has been in operation since the early hours of New Year's Day. As usual, the cleaning work first concentrated on key areas, such as the surroundings of the Party Mile at the Brandenburg Gate, the New Year's running track, and central locations such as Alexanderplatz, Kudamm, and Hermannstrasse. Starting the 2nd, Stadtreinigung employees will take care of the remaining urban areas. Many of the 600 employees take care of the legacies of New Year's Eve with broomsticks, shovels, and dustpans. An attack with firecrackers last New Year's Eve destroyed Neukölln's oldest music shop, Musik Bading. Two attackers from a group of 50 are said to have smashed the door and thrown pyrotechnics into the shop, which triggered a fire. The Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office then began investigations into serious arson. Meanwhile, several suspects are known to the office by name. One of the perpetrators is said to come from a Neukölln clan family. The investigation is still ongoing, and no charges have been filed. Today, a year after the arson attack, the store is still empty. The writing Musik Bading on the facade of the building was dismantled because the fire had bent the illuminated letters. Shortly after the devastating New Year's Eve, the future of the building was unclear. But already at the end of January, the owner's family decided to rebuild. There was talk of a reopening in the late summer of 2018. But despite many offers of help, the project is more difficult than expected. The loss had an emotional impact on the family, who also wants to avoid public attention. Another reason is the large number of offers to buy since the fire. The calls from interested parties were incriminating and intrusive, according to the family. All that said, the family doesn't want to sell, and the plan to rebuild continues. However, it was difficult to say when it would be possible to reopen. According to a family member, the fire not only destroyed the tradition, but the entire building itself, and craftsmen with the needed skills and free capacities are scarce in the city. This is why the commissioned fire restoration company is making only slow progress. According to data from the Berlin police, around 4,500 demonstrations and rallies were registered by the end of November 2018. This means an average of about 12 demonstrations a day. So, in purely mathematical terms, a demo or rally takes place in Berlin every 2 hours. Compared to 10 years ago, the numbers have almost doubled. Then, around 2,300 events were registered. But for the past 5 years, the number of protests has been at a constant level of between 4,500 and 5,000 per year. Protest researcher Simon Teune of the TU Berlin sees this not in the increased activism of Berliners, but in the increase in political and social diversity. According to him, protests are becoming more and more fragmented and the political topics more broadly diversified, leading to many smaller demonstrations. This development is also evident in other major German cities. The number of demonstrations and rallies in Munich, Frankfurt, and Berlin has doubled since 2008. And in Cologne, there were 3 times as many protests in 2018 as there were 10 years ago. Nevertheless, by far the most protests take place in Berlin. According to Teune, this is due to the fact that many decisive political institutions are based in the capital, stating that, quote, "When you take to the streets in Berlin, you also determine the political discussion in Germany." In addition, Berlin also has the greatest influence on international topics. Visits by foreign heads of state are the order of the day here. As a result, international issues play a greater role, as demonstrated by the protest against the Turkish military offensive in Afrin in front of the Turkish embassy in Berlin at the beginning of January. Accompanied by protests, the drugstore Youth Center gave up its previous location in Schöneberg after more than 45 years. According to an announcement on Facebook, the keys for Potsdamer Straße 180 were handed over voluntarily. However, the collective of the Zentrumputze in the same building for around 40 years had decided to stay in its premises because, quote, the replacement premises offered were at best a joke. About 150 people demonstrated in front of the building on Potsdamer Straße on Monday. According to police, there were no incidents at first. The drugstore collective had decided against an occupation with consideration for other projects of its supporting association Sozialpädagogische Maßnahmen Berlin, or the SSB, according to a spokeswoman. However, the youth centers would continue to fight together against displacement and exclusion. Potsdamer Straße in the west of Berlin is increasingly characterized by office buildings, galleries, boutiques, and condominiums with rising property prices. The Autonomous Youth Center had been fighting for its preservation for years, but the end of the current lease term is January 3rd of 2019. The district Tempelhof Schöneberg tried to find alternative quarters. From the point of view of drugstore and Potze, all suggestions were unsuitable and endangered the existence of the event concept. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.